Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, one of our Tolos would be really happy if he were the one doing all of the firing, Diesel, because it was a weekend of firing, and that has even continued within the last hour. A NFL head coach has been fired. That's right. Titans have parted way with Brian Callahan, but the weekend of firing began not with Dewey, but with Lonnie Teasley, the offensive line coach for South Carolina, being fired early yesterday morning. We also yesterday, Diesel, got the news that my beloved James Franklin had been fired. That happened yesterday as well. So the weekend of firings, who knows? It may continue. I didn't think it was going to continue into Monday afternoon, but it did with Brian Callahan. We've seen some firings, and we're going to talk about it. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson, an absolute jam-packed show. We're going to talk Carolina Panthers and my Cowboys, I promise. Even though I begged Diesel not to. I mean, I send you $100?
Yeah, gave me $100. I said, that's not enough, man. It doesn't cover a bill.
I mean, I need $200, whatever we have to do to not talk about it. But we're going to talk about it.
I'll avoid it for about $250.
That's right. Also, Hugh Freeze, Kirby Smart, Slimy Kirby, Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. We have Overreaction Monday at 5 o'clock. I'm going to fire somebody else in Overreaction Monday. A little audio for you. Ranking the current available football jobs, a big, big show. And we want to hear from you at 844-326-3663.
Well, you mentioned Lonnie Teasley and you mentioned James Franklin, but they weren't the only two that lost their jobs this weekend, Cole. There's more.
Yeah.
There's more firings.
Trent I also Bray, mentioned Brian Callahan.
Yeah, Trent Bray from Oregon State got fired.
That's right.
They fired Trent Dilfer down at UAB. And Bill Belichick staying around. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It was just one of those wild, wacky weekends where you have some firings. And Diesel, I don't know that you get it every single year, but throughout the course of a decade, I think you get this. I think you get this every few years and just in terms of a random weekend in October, right? And I saw this tweet yesterday, Diesel, to kind of open up this conversation about the firings this weekend. And I thought this one tweet summed up things pretty well because – look, in August, you, Diesel, I, everybody else had expectations. But Chris Lowe tweeted this out yesterday, and I thought I would bring it to the air. Imagine somebody telling you in August that Indiana might be the best team in the country, Florida State would beat Bama by 2 touchdowns, and then start 0-3 in ACC play. Mike Gundy would be fired 3 games into the season. Bobby Petrino would be coaching the Hogs again. And Texas, Penn State, and Clemson would all fall out of the polls at one point. Welcome to college football. And where do we start? We've got to start with James Franklin, right? We'll get to Lonnie Teasley because that is big news here locally. But Diesel, we've joked about it. I've kind of joked about it over the course of, what, a year and a half, going on 2 years we've been doing this show together, about Penn State's inability to win the big games. And while we joked about it, that joke has now become reality.
Well, you know, I defended James Franklin because of his ability to win all of the games that you're supposed to win. You know, he had, what, 35 wins over the last three seasons. But when you start losing to Northwestern, that's when people, anybody who defended you, they're out of excuses.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. You're done. It's like, without pulling up his record off the top of my head, it was god awful.
He was
against
four,
top 10 teams.
He was 4-21.
Yeah, awful. Awful. And you can defend that by saying, okay, well, I mean, theoretically, in 25 games, he should have won 12.5 and lost 12.5, right? If he was somewhere in that range, if he had won 10 of those games, he's safe, right? There's enough good feeling of beating top 10 ranked Ohio States and Oregon's of the world. But when you have such a negative opinion amongst your fan base and they hate you to that point, that's when you just – everybody's just like gathering that cash together, you know? You're just pulling a little bit from this IRA and you're pulling out of that savings account. And you say, hey, guess what? You call up Penn State and they're like, hey, I got $500,000 to add to the pot. If you want to fire James Franklin today, I will add that money today.
Chris Arnett on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line says, I wish someone would fire me for $40 million plus. I could suck at my job royally. And we've joked about it. I mean, like, it's so hard. And again, Gamecock fans, will get to the news with Lonnie Teasley in a few minutes, Diesel, but it's so hard to feel bad for James Franklin. How do you feel bad for that guy? I mean, who said it best? Was it Ed
Coach
Orgeron?
O. Coach O.
Which door do you want me to leave
from? Which door
do
you want
me to
leave out of, brother?
I mean, he's right. Diesel, for $40-plus million.
Fire me twice for $40 million.
I'd be ecstatic to hear that I was fired, right?
Because you know full well, James Franklin's going to get another job like that, right? He's got a reputation for himself. He's going to get a big-time job. Maybe he goes and he's a coordinator on somebody's staff somewhere for like a year, and then bam, the next head coaching job at a major university is going to come open. I mean, theoretically here, Cole, would you just do the swap if you're Nebraska? Like, a lot of people are throwing Matt Rule's name out there for that Penn State job because Matt Rule is a Penn State alum. Are you telling me that Nebraska wouldn't love to have what Penn State has had under James Franklin?
No, they would.
You telling me they wouldn't use that springboard that Matt Rule has given them and say, hey, James, come on in. We're going to pay you just a little bit less than what you were making over at Penn State, but you're still going to get a Brinks truck to carry your paycheck home every single week. We're going to pay you a lot of money to come down here to Nebraska and give us what you gave Penn State. You lose a couple of power games against big-time opponents.
No big deal.
No big deal down here, you know, but occasionally you're going to pop one, and we're going to feel just fine about that.
I just wonder if Nebraska would want – I mean, excuse me, if James Franklin Diesel would want to go to Nebraska. Now, if it were the only option, maybe so. But it's funny.
He's been at Vanderbilt.
He has. It's funny you bring that up with a swap, though. I do believe, from things I've heard, Diesel, and to your point about Matt Rule being an alum, Matt Rule also very close with the athletic director at Penn State. I believe right now, today, that Matt Rule will be the next head coach at Penn State. Now, there are other names out there.
I feel
we'll
for
talk
Dan
about
B
it.
If that's the case. They just got themselves a quality head coach, and he is gone like that.
I just heard a report, Diesel, and I don't know if there's any legs to it. I heard a report last night that basically the guy said, look, don't be surprised. And I don't know if they're going to drag it out to the end of the season or if they'll do it whenever, you know, when the timing will be. But the guy said, basically, long story short, Diesel, don't be surprised if Penn State makes quick work of this once the season's over and it's Matt Rule's job. Again, there are other candidates out there. We'll talk about Kurt Cignetti and the other guys that, you know, Matt Campbell might be up there for that job. I don't know, but I think right now Matt Rule is the leader in the clubhouse. But it's hard to feel bad for that guy. Now, James Franklin, to your point, is a heck of a coach. He may take a year off. He may just say, hey, Ed Orgeron's done it, you know. Jimbo Fisher's done. What's the point in coaching next year? Why don't you make sure you find the right fit?
The taste in a lot of football fans' mouth with James Franklin is really bitter right now.
Yeah, as it should be.
But give him a year out of the game. put him on television for a year.
Right.
He's good behind a mic. Put him on TV for a year. Find an elite Power Four program that's not winning a year from now, whoever that may be. Maybe it's Florida State. Maybe it's Virginia Tech. Maybe it's whoever, right?
And now, you know,
they need somebody, and they start thinking back and be like, you know what? Like, yeah, he wasn't particularly great in the big games, but he got him to the playoff.
Playoff? I just wonder, Diesel, that Penn State Virginia Tech flavor, because you're
There's
right.
Some similarities.
And Brent Pry was James Franklin's defensive coordinator, right? So maybe Virginia Tech doesn't really want to go through the Penn State experiment again. I don't know. I'm not saying they wouldn't hire him. I think I'm right on that. But
or you got the master who taught Brent Pry everything he knows.
True.
But Brent Pry couldn't execute it.
By the way, he was 4-21 against AP top 10. He was 1-10 against Ohio State, 3-7 versus Michigan, 2-21 versus top 5 teams. And his record versus top 25 teams, Diesel, was 15-31.
Here's how that works out, though. If he were to take the Virginia Tech job, good news in the ACC, you're not playing that many top 10 teams. So it really doesn't matter. And your record against top 10 teams is irrelevant in the ACC because they barely have any top 10 teams ever.
And you know what? The Big Ten's top heavy. So he was playing, like you brought up that record earlier, the amount of wins he had in the past 3 years or whatever. So he was playing a lot of gimmies, but he also, here's the stat that stands out to you. Diesel, he was 1-18 against top 10 Big Ten teams in conference games. Think
Ouch.
About that.
Yeah.
In conference.
That's awful.
That is terrible.
Putrid.
1-18. So did James Franklin deserve to be canned? Was it bad? Was it awful timing with his quarterback? The news that, in case you missed it, Diesel, Drew Aller done for the season. Like, again, a couple of months ago, we were talking about Drew Aller and Penn State, you know, right there in the top of the conversation for Heisman, national champions. We had that conversation. So now, what do you do if you're Penn State? The season's a wash. Drew Aller's done. You got this interim guy who basically their goal is just to get you to the end of the season without burning the stadium down, right? I think they also have stadium renovations coming up in the next year or so.
Yeah.
So
good. Fix that wonky-ass stadium. Beaver Field is weird. Why are the end zone sections gigantic and the sideline sections like an FCS team? What are we doing here?
It's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird, but I just ultimately think they made the right decision. There are reports that Adidas had a lot to do with it. A lot of people probably forget that Penn State went from Nike to Adidas recently. I don't know if the Adidas
Great choice, Penn State.
Yeah. God. I don't know if those are true, though.
This is weird, Cole. Are you watching the stream? Nobody's names are displaying as their names. Like, for example, JB is showing up at JB Brew 1976.
And I am seeing that.
It's a little weird. So, Tolos, apologize if we read.
Why is it doing that, Diesel?
I don't know. We'll see if we can kind of dive into set. Maybe
it's showing their
thing?
Username
it's
instead
showing their
of
username,
the,
not their.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Display name, as they should be showing up as.
Should we like?
Most of them we can figure it out, like JB, T Swizzle, Dewey. That one's easy enough. At Cold Take Jim, you've been on the stream before. Appreciate you. A lot of guys talking about this James Franklin thing, and that's so forgive us if we try to have to decipher your username until we get that figured out.
So
it
what
could
I'm
be an internal quirk inside of StreamYard too.
What I'm doing is in real time. I literally in real time and ask in ChatGPT why. And it says that happens in StreamYard when the viewer's display name on the link platform is not shared properly with StreamYard because of privacy permissions. Here's what's going on and how to fix it. Why you're seeing usernames like T-Swizzle instead of real names? And even threw T-Swizzle's name out there.
JB says, must be a YouTube update or something. Maybe it's a privacy update thing
could
with
be.
YouTube. That's
could be.
That's interesting.
We'll work on it. Though,
are you us. Using ChatGPT now basically as your default search engine?
Pretty much.
Because everybody knows Google sucks now. Like, you type something in on Google, there's five sponsors.
I still use
and
Google.
Ads and then you try to get an answer to a question and it won't answer it. It sends you a link and the answer is buried in an article. Google sucks now, doesn't
so,
it?
So, I use Google number one. I don't ask Google a lot of questions, but I do use Google number one. And then I would say I use ChatGPT number two. But I am still Google number one. Texter says Clemson offering Penn State their defensive coordinator back. Funny, but not happy.
I don't know that. I don't know. I think Dabo needs to do everything he can do to hang on to old Tom Allen.
Now let's transition over to the firing weekend that was Diesel that hits home a little bit more locally was South Carolina. We got the news yesterday during the Panthers Cowboys game, I believe, or right before it kicked off about Lonnie Teasley being dismissed as the offensive line coach for South Carolina. Obviously, we put it on our Facebook page at the Fan Upstate. There was a lot of reaction there. A lot of you Gamecock Tolos out there excited about it. I have my thoughts. Diesel does as well. Yesterday on his teleconference, Shane Beamer said, "These decisions aren't easy. He hurts for Teasley and his family. He looked at the overall body of work and felt the best decision was to make a change." Beamer says he called AD Jeremiah Donati at 4:18 a.m. to discuss moving on from Teasley. He met with Teasley Sunday morning to inform him of the decision. Right move, wrong move, Diesel?
Oh, it's absolutely the right move. This offensive line has been atrocious. You know, defenses are having to pay rent because they're in the backfield so long. It's awful. The offensive line for South Carolina has been awful, and we looked at that before the season started and pointed that as a big reason this team was going to struggle. You can't do anything if you can't block in the SEC. You cannot set up the run. You cannot run play action. You cannot run delays. You cannot move the ball to the outside. If you cannot block, you are going to struggle over the course of your regular season. And we had a texter here who said that Rob's take this morning was that Lenore Sellers should shut it down for the season and use his red shirt. Well, he can't red shirt now. It's too late. We're too deep into the season. Unless you're saying he should just shut it down and not play and burn the second half of his sophomore year?
What is he
listed as now?
Steven Webb says, when you never have one possession inside of the 25-yard line, someone has to be fired. So
yeah.
I don't disagree with you, Diesel, on the sentiment of there needs to be accountability. Here's where I stand on yesterday's firing of Lonnie Teasley. First of all, I do hate it for him and his family. Like, he's making $400,000. While that's a lot of money, that's not James Franklin money, right? There's a huge difference in an offensive line coach being fired versus James Franklin being fired. $400,000 versus $40-plus million buyout, huge, huge difference. So I feel for him. Lonnie Teasley was a very nice guy. I think Lonnie Teasley, Diesel, was a really good recruiter. I talked to Lonnie back in the summer when he was in an event at Spartanburg High School, and I was there broadcasting live that day, and I think Lonnie Teasley is a great coach and a great recruiter and a great guy. Unfortunately, things just didn't work out, and that's kind of what Shane Beamer said Sunday in his teleconference. Ultimately, though, offensive line play has been horrible. Now, I will say, to defend Lonnie Teasley, Diesel, they have had injuries up there. They have been ravaged by injuries in 2025. And Lonnie Teasley can't necessarily be to blame for injuries. But to be fair, he has not gotten the most out of that offensive line group. I will say, I think change needed to happen. But if you watch that game Saturday night against LSU, as you did, I did, we all did, that's not the only guy that needs to be fired. I'm sorry. I don't like calling Diesel for coaches to be fired, but I don't understand how you fire Lonnie Teasley, but you don't fire Mike Shula. Mike Shula, I'm sorry to be this guy, but Mike Shula's got to go. He's got to go. Mike Shula needs to be fired. I don't know if you do it midseason or after the season. Mike Shula's not the answer. We gave him way too much credit for this whole Cam Newton thing of him coaching Cam Newton in Charlotte. Come on. He's got to go. Play calling Saturday night. I know offensive line was bad, but play calling Diesel was so bad. You had opportunities and chances to win that ball game against LSU. I don't understand how Mike Shula has a job at Lonnie Teasley. Don't. That's my only issue with it.
This is crazy, Cole. This was a stat that was put up, I think it was probably late in the third quarter. Maybe it was midway through the fourth quarter. I'm not really sure. But this said that through that point in the second half, South Carolina had had three possessions with 16 plays in LSU territory, but only 3 points to show for it. How does that happen? How do you move it into enemy territory and cannot get points out of it? You see it all the time, and we say teams are really good at moving the ball between the 20s. They get inside of that 20, they get into that red zone, that red area, which is weird. They're calling it the red area on TV now. I don't like that. But they get it there, and the field compresses, and they can't figure out what to do. They cannot figure out how to get guys in a compressed field area open. And I get it. It's tough, but that's when you have to be able to run the ball. And when you don't have an offensive line, you know, you're going to struggle.
And again, I'm with you. I think, Diesel, that's obviously their area of weakness, but I think multiple factors, I think multiple things go into not being able to score in the red zone. Is offensive line part of it? Of course it is. You said it a minute ago. Offensive line affects everything, right? Receivers, quarterback, everything. We know that. But, guys, you just go back and watch that game. Lonnie Teasley, I'm not saying he didn't deserve to be fired, but Lonnie Teasley has zero to do with the horrendous play calls that I watch every weekend from Mike Shula. I'm telling you, man, I'm not saying Lonnie Teasley didn't deserve to be fired. It's not my job to make that call, but if I'm a Gamecock fan, while I'm excited that Beamer made a midseason change, I don't know if the right guy got fired. I just don't. I'm not trying to defend Lonnie. I don't know near as much about this team as Shane Beamer does, and I'm not trying to act like I do. But
well, I think what they do at this point in the season is they fire one to try to shake the others out of complacency. Maybe you put in the back of Mike Shula's head that, like, hey, if I don't make a big time change, I'm gone too. And I don't want to be fired. I want to keep my job here in Columbia. I want to keep my wife happy, and I don't want to have to move my kids from high school. So maybe it's sacrifice one so that the others shape up. And it's a real tangible proof that there are consequences for doing a bad job.
Maybe you're right. And I will say, Diesel, I hope you're right, because I hope the wrong guy didn't get fired. I saw a lot of reaction on Twitter and Facebook over the weekend when this happened about Gamecock fans being excited that Lonnie Teasley was fired. And like I said a minute ago, I don't know the details of the situation. I'm not going to pretend like I do. I just, from the outside looking in, I hope and pray the right guy got fired, because is offensive line an issue? It is. But, man, you go back and watch. It is so obvious that play calling was so disastrous. Lonnie Teasley dealt with offensive line injury after injury after injury. Lenora Sellers, for as good as he is, Diesel, Saturday night, we all saw it. He holds on to the football way too long. He just does. He's got to learn how to let that thing rip. I think he cost the Gamecocks a couple of drives there late. It just, so many different factors went into why they didn't win Saturday, but ultimately Lonnie Teasley gets the blame.
Here's what I do like about this move is that Sean Elliott will step up and take over the offensive line coaching responsibilities.
Sure.
He's an offensive line, former offensive lineman himself. I've been a fan of teams that Sean Elliott has coached before. You've seen him on the sideline.
He's awesome.
Absolutely nuts.
Awesome.
He will headbutt guys in helmets. He has that kind of intensity. And I don't know, if Lonnie Teasley had that. I don't know him as well as you did personally. But Sean Elliott has an intensity about him that I'm excited to see this South Carolina Gamecock offensive line pick up. And this is not a guy who's two or three years into his coaching career, right? He was an O-line coach at App State. He became an assistant at South Carolina. He was a head coach at Georgia State. He comes back to South Carolina. I think he's in a prime position to really motivate the guys that he has. And, you know, you try to make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what.
Right.
And maybe Sean Elliott can do that. I'm excited to see how this offensive line play changes under Sean Elliott.
I am too. And last thing I'll say to put a bow on it, I know that coaching or mid-season coaching firings, Diesel, it's not an easy decision to make by Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
Something has to give, though, and I just hope that this move does propel them in the right direction.
One of our texters here, this was JB, says, I think if Carolina finishes 4-8 or 5-7, Beamer bolts for the Virginia Tech job. That's not happening. That's not happening. There is too much money in the SEC, and he is not intentionally digging himself deeper into a hole just to take a job at his alma mater. Not gonna happen. When we come back, Cole, your Dallas Cowboys did not have the most friendly trip into the Queen City of Charlotte. The Carolina Panthers got it done at home against Dallas. How did they do it? And does Cole have a bucket big enough to carry all those cowboy tears? That conversation next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.